This is an ENN special report. Now reporting.
I'm your big daddy, and I want to be referred to as such.
When the clock struck six, it meant one thing.
Just take the L. I'm not even trying to compete with that Lego.
Okay, good.
I am generic white male.
Now, from the ESPN New York News Desk, here's Andrew Gundling.
You couldn't possibly understand the hurt.
And tonight's ENN is sponsored by the All-American Ford Auto Group. Shop the largest and best Ford group in the Northeast at allamericanford.net. All-American Ford has the largest selection and best prices with locations in Paramus, Hackensack, Old Bridge, and Point Pleasant, New Jersey. Peter is off tonight. He is beginning his NBA All-Star Weekend festivities out in Chicago. I am Andrew Gundling filling in for him. Michael, how are you?
I love to touch money.
And Don, happy birthday. How are you?
That's the answer!
I will tell you this, though, Andrew. I mean, I'm lifting the curtain just a little bit.
Yeah.
So he's doing the celebrity game tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I said, well, what'd you have to get off the air today at 5? A rehearsal. How can you rehearse a game?
Can't do it.
You can't rehearse a game. The game comes at you. You can't plan it. It's one of the most fraudulent things he's ever done. It's an easy way to get 2 hours free in Chicago, which is a great town, and do what you want to do. I'm very disappointed.
Michael, I'm going to go at 4:30 tomorrow so I can rehearse the Rangers-Blue Jackets game.
But, you can't rehearse a game, Don.
Well, I'm going to pretend it's going on the ice. And just go over every possible scenario.
Well, you know what? The first spring training game is next Saturday, the 22nd. I'm going to take all next week off just to rehearse.
Just to rehearse.
I love baseball. Yeah.
So I love Peter. I was trying, as you were saying this, to think of a way to defend him and think in my head of the ways that it could be rehearsed.
Can't be done.
I can't.
Indefensible.
I can't think of any.
Indefensible.
No.
He actually should be disciplined.
Here's what I'll say. There is probably some rehearsal going on. They probably said to him, we know you have a show. You don't have to be a part of this. And he's like, no, I want to be. He could have gotten out of this.
Maybe it's some kind of meet and greet with the other people who will be taking part. Listen, is just a cast being thrown
part
together.
Of my job,
this is Mark Jones. Hi.
Part of my job is to get coach at 5:30. I will have Dave Maloney do it because I've got a game. Mm-hmm. I got the show. You're not seeing me disappear at 5:15 to go talk to the coach. Part of Michael's job is to hang around in the batting cage. Get stories, little tidbits, help him out during the game. You know why he didn't do it? He's got a show.
Yeah. I guess the only difference is for Peter, this is big for him. He doesn't do stuff like this very often. So
the third straight year? He played it once.
If they say to him, Peter, we're doing this at 6:00, like he's not of a level where he could say to them, no, I can't do that. I'm sorry. Like, go on without me.
Why,
you can do that. You're been the voice of the Yankees for a generation.
Why are you defending this?
I
think
love
it's
Peter.
Just the talk show host and Andrew. He just wants to debate.
I love Peter too, but you got to be called to task. When you're wrong, you're wrong.
All right. Well, actually, I want to start with the Rangers.
Wow, this is unusual.
Well, I know, but I actually think that this is a sneaky, huge story, that this is kind of now the end of an era. I mean, Henrik Lundqvist is one of the great players in this franchise's history.
He gone,
indeed. Here's David Quinn. We got the sound in just a little while ago. Asked today why Igor has separated himself from the competition.
I think when you get three goalies and you're in the situation we were in, you're a little bit sensitive to everybody, right? You want to give everybody an opportunity and see how this thing unfolds. And, I thought everybody had an ample opportunity and everybody had a chance to, state their case. And, I just felt that Igor had made the most impact and was in a position to kind of ride him for a little while.
In your mind, is he the number one and then the other guys are fighting for...
Yes. Yeah, right now that's the situation we're in because of his play, for sure.
I will tell you what, I've had several people throughout the years in sports tell me nothing more difficult than managing or coaching an aging superstar, because there has to be that respect. You have to treat them well. But you also have to win. And I remember when Derek Jeter was winding down, Joe Girardi said, I'm not running a retirement tour. But he actually did manage differently than he would have if it wasn't Derek Jeter. I'm sorry, he did. So, I mean, if this wasn't Hank, he'd be gone. They would trade him. So
likely.
They're keeping him on the team because he's Henrik Lundqvist and wants to be there, not because they want him there, but it's the right thing to do for the Rangers, right?
No, it's absolutely right, because David Quinn doesn't care about a rebuild. He wants to win every game that he's coaching.
This kid's 7-1 now, right?
He's 6-1. He wants to win the game tonight against Minnesota. He wants to win against Columbus. I mean, the organization could think about, do they trade Kreider? Do they trade Foss? Do they trade this or that? He's thinking, what gives us the best chance to get 2 points? And more times than not, if not every time, it's Igor. Again, the kid has done nothing but win. He's played on 127 games combined in the NHL, KHL, and AHL. He's won 102 of them. All right? He's the future of the franchise.
What's the trade deadline?
The 24th. It's a Monday.
Gut feeling. Is Lundqvist traded or Georgiev?
I have a feeling it might be Hank. Just because.
But he's got to say they're not going to trade him without his permission.
And like we said before, when he said he was all on board for the rebuild, I believed him. I think he was telling the truth. But in the 2 years that have transpired, he's now a goaltender that is a backup goalie, and that's what he's going to be for the rest of his career as a Ranger, where he can go to, say, Colorado, take the job away from Philip Grubauer, and maybe win a Stanley Cup. As much as he loves the Rangers and loves New York, how as a competitor do you not take advantage of that opportunity?
And with the growth of salaries, his big salary is not as suffocating as it used to be.
Well, it's still...
It's still high.
It's still high, but, you know, Colorado wants to win, and if they think that Hank gives them a better chance than Grubauer, I think they would gladly
He could start somewhere else.
I think there's a few places, yeah, that he could start that also has a chance to win. You know,
So him not being the number one anymore isn't about him no longer being good. It's just about
Shesterkin's better. And yeah. Georgiev has been better. I mean, Hank had that shutout against Detroit, played the next game against Dallas because he won. So they wanted to see if he can get on a hot streak. He gave up 4 goals on 12 shots. So, yeah, he probably could play better, but the other guys have played better than him. And this is the future. And I think he understands that, and I think the fan base gets it. I don't as much as they love Lundqvist, I don't think anybody would cry any tears that he got traded away. I think if he got traded to Colorado, they would do what the Bruins fan did. They probably would root for the Avalanche to win a cup so that Hank could win.
Yep. So there you go. Wow. End of an era. A couple NBA things. We're pretty much at the halfway point. There's 2 games tonight, but everybody else is off. So with that in mind, Caesars Sportsbook has updated their title odds. Any guesses?
For whom?
The NBA, who the favorites are to win the title.
I would say the favorite is probably the Bucks.
That's what I would have thought, too, but they're actually second. The Bucks are on pace to finish right around 70 wins.
But the Lakers were the favorite at the start, right?
And they are the favorite right now at 9-5. Okay. The Bucks are 11-4.
And who's third?
The Clippers are 13-4.
Where are the Raptors, fourth or fifth?
No, keep going. So it goes Lakers, Bucks, Clippers, then Houston. And then there's 4 teams that are tied next at 20-1 odds. Celtics, Heat, Nuggets, and the Raptors are there.
You're going to laugh at me, and this is going to be, you know, from Talk Radio 101. I believe that in a best-of-7 series, the Raptors would beat the Rockets in 5 games. I can't believe that they'd be – the team plays no defense.
Well, here's the problem, though, is that they don't think that Toronto or any of those other teams can get through Milwaukee. I think if Toronto was in the West, they might have better odds than Houston.
Mm-mm.
But because Toronto can't get through Milwaukee, how do you pick a team to win a championship when they're not going to be able to get there to play in it?
I think Milwaukee is great, but I don't think they're unbeatable. Now, where are the Heat? Did you say they were 20-1 too?
They were
the Heat are also in that group, 20-1.
But
yeah.
Very quietly. I mean, Riley's unbelievable what he does. Look at what Adebayo has become. I mean, he's a star now.
He's unbelievable. And I don't know, I don't blame you for this. People keep crediting Riley. I really think it's Spoelstra.
No, he's great.
I mean, it's not like they reset and did another LeBron and Riley convinced others. Like, these guys aren't really, other than Jimmy Butler.
Right, but he's a big part of this. And Riley also creates a culture that it's not about building, we're winning.
But I really think that for whatever success the Heat had in the LeBron, Wade, Bosch years, and people didn't really want to credit Spoelstra for that because they had these superstars. I think now he's validating the fact that he might be the best coach in the NBA. Like he's in the conversation,
he's in the
top three.
Well, I was going to say top five, but yeah, you can make that point.
Let's see, guys. Damian Lillard, this news did not go over well in my household. He's been ruled out of the All-Star game and the three-point contest after suffering a groin strain. He's going to be replaced in both events by the same guy, Devin Booker.
Why didn't it go over in your house?
Because they love him.
I love Damian Lillard.
How do you not?
But he's not
my favorite non-Sixer.
He's not a Sixer, though.
He's my favorite non-Sixer.
Now, he's on your favorite team, right, Don?
That's right.
And tell me why.
I'll never say why.
Such a weird secret. but here's the thing, though. Lillard may still be taking part in the weekend's events in another way. There's been some talk of him performing as a rapper during All-Star Saturday night. He's actually got 3 albums out. Here's a little sample.
Look for God when you're trying to fight the odds. Need to look up to the sky and let go of all the pride. The game changing. We're trying to make arrangements and let go of that anger. Put that.
I think he's legitimately good.
Yeah, that sounds very good.
I don't think it's like when Shaq tried to rap or anything like
Shaq
that.
Shaq was a good rapper.
Not like this, though. This is like, if you just heard this on like a radio station, you wouldn't think
Shaq had a number one album.
But I think it's because he's Shaq.
This is good.
Yeah.
And from what I understand, every Thursday, he does a spot, does Lillard, on the local sports radio show, the ESPN affiliate in Portland. He canceled today.
Why?
He had to audition. And he had to practice.
Rehearsal. Is this a Peter reference?
Yeah. Okay. Didn't go over well.
What a long, strange trip to nowhere.
Yeah, it was rough. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. The worst thing you've ever done.
I don't think so.
On your 52nd birthday, too.
Also announced today, two-time Grammy Award winner Jennifer Hudson is going to perform as a tribute to Kobe Bryant, as well as the other victims of the January 26th helicopter crash. A lot of other big-time performers are going to be out there this weekend. DJ Khaled was announced today. Common, Lil Wayne, Chance the Rapper, Queen Latifah. This is like All-Star Weekend is now like the same prestige as the Super Bowl halftime show. Pretty much get any name that they want, it feels like now.
It's a big deal, and it's one of the reasons I think that baseball should move their All-Star break to the weekend.
Right, that's what Peter is suggesting. You killed him for it.
No, but I know why they won't, because they won't give up weekends, but this is the way you attract this sort of thing. These sort of stars. You're not going to attract a star on Tuesday.
Why not, though?
You're just not. There's something bigger about the weekend. Maybe you could actually get the weekend.
Yeah, but it's the summer, so I think it hurts because people really go away on the weekends in the summertime. In July on a Saturday or Sunday, you're going to sit in front of the TV. Maybe you would on a Tuesday.
The Field of Dreams game that they're going to have, I heard Brie Larson's going to do the national anthem.
Does she even sing?
No.
Oh.
But she'll be great.
She'll speak it.
She's great at everything she does.
Some on-the-court stuff. You mentioned
this
before.
I'm going to mention her every day this week, so one more day.
Well, it shouldn't be hard.
Excuse me?
Let's just do this now. Today is February 13th. It's a very important day. You mentioned before, who'd you say before? Kim Novak?
Yes.
I have some other ones here.
Okay.
Today, Jerry Springer turned 76.
Doesn't look it.
No, he looks great.
Former mayor of Cincinnati.
Yep. Yep.
Randy Moss, the football player, not the horse race analyst. He's 43. Hmm. Coach K, 73.
Wow. Not a gray hair in Coach K's head.
No. Oh. Amazing. Amazing. Peter Gabriel, 70.
Okay.
I did know. Nathan Eivaldi, you could have
good man.
You could have told him
nice
last
guy.
Week. You have this in common.
Nice. Didn't he come off as a nice guy?
Very nice.
30 years old. And one hockey one for you, Kaapo Kakko.
That's right. I knew that. Because he scored the other night. I was like, he's 4 days away from his 19th birthday. He's going to be 19.
Yeah.
Isn't it depressing? He's got so much more life ahead of him than you.
I didn't think of it that way.
So bleak.
It's so true.
Well, that's the perfect segue into the tradition unlike any other. Oh. We now present Don coldly with the cake.
Because remember, everybody, we can't have candles here in the studio. It's against the law.
Yeah, but we could vape. It's interesting.
Happy birthday.
There it is. Look, and they went back to the Oreo cake, too. I got the Reese's cake. That's from Western Beef. Ah, this is great. It is a tradition like none other. Don, may you live as long as you want, but never have to want as long as you live.
Thank you so much.
Now, did you celebrate your birthday? Because you're traveling tonight. Did you celebrate it today before?
No, last night when I got home. When I got home, I opened the door, and running to me was Jalen, saying, "Happy Daddy, Happy Daddy," because she can't say birthday.
Uh-huh.
And then she dragged me into the living room where Nancy had a happy birthday sign and my presents all wrapped.
Wow.
And the kids were sitting there saying, "Happy Donnie, Happy Donnie." So that was Happy Daddy. So that made me feel really good. That was great.
So when the kids went to sleep, you and Nancy had like a little makeout session?
No, not at all. We watch some shows on the DVR.
What? Mama's Family? What?
I should be allowed to say it, but it's the show from Canada that's on Pop here.
Oh, yeah,
Blank
yeah.
Creek.
Uh-huh.
In Canada, they say it all the time because it's not really the word that it means.
Eugene Levy.
We can spell it. S-C-H-I-T-T.
You're right. It's really a good show. It was actually TV Guide voted it the best show on television.
It's
very funny.
Last year,
it's very, very good. So we watched a couple of those and something else.
No canoodling at all?
Not at all.
Wow.
Went to bed. And Andrew will tell you.
Why would Andrew know?
That sleep is always the number one option.
So sleep is sexier than anything else now for you.
Well, I wouldn't call it sexy, but it's
satisfying.
Very, very
time
satisfying.
For sleepy time, Bobo.
Like RJ asked me, what are you going to do for your birthday? You know, go to the morning skate. I'm like, no, it's like the Rangers gave me a birthday. They're not skating tomorrow, so I'm going to sleep in. That's like a nice gift.
And I sleep right until
you don't have to worry about this because you have au pairs that take care of a lot of stuff.
Yeah. You know what? You're out of your mind. And are you bringing your iPad on the trip?
I always bring my iPad.
Okay, good.
Because that's how when I call the game,
right.
I've got the computer up.
They don't even have like the TV like in the back of the seat.
So they had me change my name to David Andrews.
Well, happy birthday, Don.
I'm reminded by someone on Twitter that it's Howie Rose's birthday today as well.
He's 66.
Wow. It's so like you and Kenny Albert. There's like a whole New York sportscaster.
Did you wish him a happy birthday?
I don't have his digits.
I'll text him that you said happy birthday.
Could you do that for me? Because
right
I'm a huge fan of his. Now, are you going to also text him, how does it feel to be closer to death than Don?
No, because when you get up to the numbers you two are at, anything could happen any day.
I think that could be said for anybody.
Yeah, that's true. But, I mean, we're talking odds here. Howie Rose.
Let's see, guys, while you're doing that, a couple quick football notes. Colin Kaepernick said today he's going to be releasing a memoir to, quote, tell the story of my evolution and the events that led me to protest systemic oppression in hopes that it will inspire others to rise in action. Kaepernick's still only 32 years old. He spoke to USA Today earlier in the week and said his desire to play football is still there. He's working out 5 days a week. He said, I'm still waiting on the owners and their partners to stop running from this situation. So I hope I get a call this offseason. I'll be looking forward to it. So there's that. I was wondering if any XFL team may have reached out or if that's something that he would have had any interest in.
Well, Andrew Luck said they did. He just wanted too much money.
Not Andrew, his father.
Well, Andrew did the call for his dad. Andrew made the call.
Is that true?
Yeah, I didn't misspeak. I never do.
Let's see. Matt Stafford's wife made some waves with a post on Instagram yesterday. Looked like she was responding to an article saying that the Lions should draft a quarterback and move on from Stafford. And then in the article, it suggested that the Chargers should be the number one target for him. So she posted a caption over it that read, well, if Detroit's done with us, I could stay in Cali. This is on the heels of a report from WDIV in Detroit saying that Stafford trade talks have been underway for a couple weeks, but Bob Quinn, the Lions GM, claimed that that report is 100% false. He's also only 32 years old. He only played half of last season because he had broken bones in his back. But pretending, like, if he was available, would he move to the front of the list of available quarterbacks this offseason?
I think so. You know, I was talking extensively today with Bart Scott, who does the 1-3 show with Alan Hahn.
Does anybody just leave after their job?
No, this was before.
Oh, really?
Before? Yeah, they were here early. And he said that he actually was the first one that actually brought it up on Get Up, and he thinks that the best move would be the Lions trading him to the Patriots for a first-round pick. He said because you get a 32-year-old quarterback who's your quarterback for the next 7 years. – He said, if you bring back Brady, at the most, it's going to be 2 years. And, you know, Patricia and Belichick have some kind of, obviously, a relationship. And Patricia then resets his clock a little bit if he gets rid of his quarterback and makes $30 million.
That's interesting.
Yeah. I don't know how I feel about him, though.
About whom?
Stafford.
He's a good player. What did he have, 4,000 yards last year?
Well, not last year.
The year before.
Yeah. If you looked at his stats for his career.
He's a top-flight quarterback.
I think you'd maybe be surprised. But the Lions are just typically such kind of a blah team that he doesn't really get that kind of acknowledgement. I don't know. By the way, I don't know if we mentioned this yesterday, stop me, but did you see Ben McAdoo is coaching again?
Didn't mention it.
He's been hired as the Jaguars quarterback coach. I'm actually happy to see this, that he's back in the league.
Did you see the story today, though? I mean, it was written that McAdoo was the only, I mean, he really knows quarterbacks, was the only guy in the Giant front office. He was begging them to draft Patrick Mahomes, begging them. And the people in charge, I guess that was Jerry Reese then, didn't see it, loved Davis Webb more.
Oh, my God.
And they took Davis Webb in the third round.
Why do you love Davis Webb more? Seriously.
That's why he's unemployed now. But McAdoo was pressing for them to take Mahomes. This guy's going to be a superstar.
I mean, I feel bad for him that it turned out the way that it did. He went 11-5 his first year. The second year was a disaster, but there was no bigger victim of the whole Eli Manning thing than him.
Well, he caused a lot of it. But I will tell you,
he did what probably needed to be done. But he didn't handle it with, like, the care but and delicacy, I guess, that maybe John Mara wanted. And so he then became an easy target.
But totally. Look, I mean, but it's just, it's unbelievable to me that the people that wanted Davis Webb were okay with Geno Smith making that start against Oakland instead of Davis Webb.
But he wasn't okay with Davis Webb. He wanted Patrick Mahomes.
No, I understand that. But if the Giants and Reese was still there,
mm-hmm.
right? That was before they both got fired. Wouldn't Reese then say, well, if we're going to embarrass ourselves by benching Eli, then we should start Davis Webb?
Well, maybe McAdoo said, I told you not to take Webb. I told you to take Mahomes.
And I've always wondered, like, who exactly was responsible for Geno getting that start over Davis Webb? If that was just purely Ben McAdoo or if that was some sort of collaborative decision between all of them, I don't know. But I always felt kind of bad for him. He didn't look the part, so it just felt like it was easy.
I was going to bring that up. We always talk about what happens if what if a guy's bad with the media? No, it matters a lot how you present decisions. That's why Aaron Boone is so important to the Yankees. He presents the organizational thought in such a way that the average fan can digest it and accept it. Ben McAdoo looked weird, tried to change his look, and was very heavy-handed and clumsy the way he did things. He could be a great football mind, but that stuff really submarined him, I believe.
Yeah.
But if you win, you get over it, right? It's tough to look that way and not look the part and lose.
But he was never given the chance.
He
had one very good season, then one very bad one, and that was it. They weren't willing to – he didn't even see out that entire season. The Eli thing happened, and that's it.
The Eli thing got him. The Eli thing, yeah, they definitely got him.
Yeah, and they knew the fan base would be fine with it. It's just, yeah, I don't know. I just kind of felt bad for him. One final thing here. We did a lot of Astros, but I don't know if we heard this yet from Carlos Correa, who was really candid today. And in the report, there was talk about Carlos Beltran almost bullying the Astros into doing this and continuing to cheat in the way that they were. Correa was asked about that to respond to the report about Beltran's role in this and if the team was scared of him.
The thing I have a problem with is, when I read that report is that we were scared of him or we felt intimidated. We didn't feel scared of Beltran. We felt intimidated. He was the nicest guy that we could ever have. He was the best teammate we've ever had. Beltran was obviously a leader of the clubhouse, but we all had a say in everything that we were doing in there. You know, whatever he said and whatever we were doing, we had the chance to stop it as a team. Everybody had the chance to say something, and we did it. So whoever the anonymous source is that's saying that we felt intimidated or we were too young to say something, that's just straight up bullshit. Beltran didn't intimidate nobody. Beltran's the nicest guy. And I know Puerto Rican people will say, oh, he's just trying to protect him, but you can talk to every single guy here that was in 2017. Beltran is an unbelievable gentleman. He's a straight up gentleman, and nobody, not even you guys, nobody will feel intimidated by his presence, by his leadership, and whatever he has to say. He showed how to play baseball hard. He was a veteran. He was inspiring. Whenever we were slumping, he was there for us. So I don't see a person that's your mentor and is there for you when you're struggling as an intimidating person.
Now, two parts on this, and I'm sure Don wants to ring in too. Number one, Carlos Correa was the MVP for the Astros today. He's the only one who handled himself and spoke the way he was supposed to speak. Number two, he's saying as if the intimidation was physical.
Right.
He's saying that. Carlos Beltran's pedigree and his greatness was intimidating. Why would you all up against a guy who is so revered by everybody in Major League Baseball? You know, Carlos is making out to be they were afraid that he would shout them down. I don't buy that.
That's just misunderstanding. And I don't want to lose it because I still think he won the day, Andrew.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just completely misunderstanding what we're being said. You could be intimidated by a guy's greatness. Or just uncomfortable to go and tell him or question him. Not that you were afraid that he was going to shout you down. Just it's Carlos Beltran. How do I tell Carlos Beltran not to do that?
But
he's a Hall of Famer.
The story that came out, though, is that he steamrolled Brian McCann. Now, I don't think he physically steamrolled him. That made it seem like it was some sort of physical intimidation. But I think it was more mental and attitudinal and reputational intimidation, if that makes sense.
Yeah, gotcha. That is ENN for tonight. Happy birthday, Don.
I wanted more.
Are we going to cut that cake soon?
Yeah, we've had it out for a while because the cake is frozen like a rock, so we've had it thawing for about 45 minutes.
RJ, by the way, was the one who trekked to Western Beef.
Is that true? Thank you, RJ.
That's what I heard. Usually it's Andrew, but Andrew doesn't care about you as much as he cares about me, so RJ went. Kayla, Greco, Rosenberg, and you. Let's take some phone calls right till 7 o'clock, and then a very special half hour coming up at 7 o'clock. Kayla, Greco, Rosenberg, Gunling, Santillo, and you right here on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
That's right, man.
Don't miss Michael, Don, and Peter weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York. Or look for us under Listen on the ESPN app.